The officer in charge of the Thompson RCMP detachment spoke to City Council about crime trends, staffing challenges and an officer who saved a child from being more seriously injured when he appeared before them at their March 20 Committee of the Whole meeting. INSPE. Damon Werrell said the detachment had only 5 of 9 clerical positions filled as of that date and that there were 2 police officer vacancies. We did receive our new GIS, General Investigation Section, Sergeant, so that leaves us with 2 hard vacancies, Werrell said, explaining that a hard vacancy is one that the previous officer has left but that hasn't been filled by someone new yet. We do know who's going in there. We're just waiting for the transfer process to proceed and bring those personnel in. Over the first 2 months of this year, the detachment had a 10.3% increase in calls for service from the same period in 2022, with 2,720 calls for service in January and February of this year compared to 2,440 in the first 2 months of last year. That averages out to about 46 calls for service every day. The inspector also informed council about the trends in various crime categories. The crime trends are pretty much increasing across the board, he said, with significant increases in property crimes such as mischief, damage to property and residential break and enters, which are up nearly 21% from the previous year, while motor vehicle collisions are up 24% and the number of prisoners lodged in the detachment cells was 17% higher for the first 2 months of this year compared to 2022. There are some areas that have seen significant decreases, however, including drug possession and drug trafficking incidents, which are down 120% from 2022, and impaired driving, down 13%. Werrell also highlighted the actions of an unnamed officer who came to the aid of a 9-year-old girl who was hospitalized for injuries after being attacked by 3 dogs on Baffin Crescent February 1. One of the first people that were in attendance to help the girl that was being attacked was actually an off-duty RCMP officer, said Werrell. She heard the girl being attacked from her home, looked out the window and saw the attack occurring and ran out without her uniform and her equipment to pull the girl free and save her from the dogs. It highlights that officers are expected to act whether or not they're on shift. She didn't hesitate to step in. The officer will be officially recognized for her actions that day in the near future, Werrell said,